This morning we're about to hear from Parks and Wildlife and the police again about what the plan is this morning. Now, obviously not much was done overnight. It's dark and there's not a lot you can do because the tide was not in their favour. It was supposed to be an outgoing tide this morning, and certainly there's a little bit of tidal movement. But the thing about the tide system here is it's a barometric tide, which means it's not necessarily dependent on time. It's dependent on weather conditions. And when we were having a chat to some of the rescuers last night, they were saying that when they were crunching the numbers and looking at the weather forecast, that outgoing tide that they were hoping for might not actually happen for another 3 days, which seems extraordinary. But the plan has slightly changed now from what we understand. And the plan this morning is going to be to try basically to triage those whales, see which ones have survived the night, and then try and move some of the bigger bull whales out, some of the females out, and keep them sort of corralled by some of these rescue boats that are turning up as we speak, in the hope that the others, once they free them, will follow them out. Because even when we were here yesterday, you could see, say, a whale would free itself, and then it would seem to be, okay, fine, it's going off its right, and then it would turn around and come back, because obviously the rest of its pod is still stuck on the sandbar. So that's the main concern, is getting the leaders, I guess, up off the sandbank and out, so that in the hope that the rest of the pod, if they can free them, will follow them out.
ABC News journalist Edith Bevan at Strawn, where 270 whales have stranded themselves and are now starting to die. Are huge numbers of volunteers turning up, and how's that being managed?
Well, this is the thing. Parks have said, we don't want the general public to volunteer. We don't want you turning up here. There are road closures all around the site so that people don't just randomly hop into the water and try and start to rescue these whales. Because one, they're huge. These are, I mean, they're pilot whales, which are some of the smaller whales, I guess. But in terms of how much they weigh, they're, you know, hundreds of kilos for every single whale. It's already a complex rescue here, because there are sandbars, there are tidal systems. As I said, you really need to know the order of the pack, I guess, of the whales and who's going to lead who out, because otherwise you'll cause more problems. So what they're doing is getting volunteers who are already trained in whale rescues to help them out. But certainly the general public, your support is appreciated, but please don't rock up here and try and do your own rescue.
Edith, I know you've got a huge schedule today. Is there a sense of hope there still?
Hard to say. The light's only just come up here. Certainly last night there was some hope, but a realistic hope, because already a number of the whales have died. You can see that even on Ocean Beach, the 30 that are there, 25 were already dead last night. You could see the whales were getting tired before the nightfall last night. They were quite distressed. And, I mean, it's a circle of life thing, but even where I was standing on the shore and you could see the whales a couple hundred metres out, the largest pod, the seagulls and the seabirds were already starting to flock over the top of them and landing on some of the ones that weren't as actively thrashing about as the others. So, I mean, you know, you'd have to say that that's nature sort of already predicting the fate of a lot of these whales.